staff that whenever you recite Kiddush and whenever you recite a bracha, you invite the other people, but the other people should only say Amen. You shouldn't say Baruch Hu V'Lo Shemayim. In fact, some are of the opinion that even the Yevid, if he says Baruch Hu V'Lo Shemayim, that would constitute a hefsek and we have to recite the bracha over again. That's what Moshe Feinstein wrote, the final bracha wrote in his part. That if one wants to hear the Kiddush from someone else, that you often see a shrek or whatever, and it says Baruch Hu V'Lo Shemayim, it's a hefsek and you have to repeat the bracha over again. Many other Pesukim disagree. Of course, that in the Medrash of the Sanhedrin, they always used to say Baruch Hu V'Lo Shemayim. When the Baal Tekel would say the bracha and Kriya Shevron, when the Baal Kheri would say the bracha and Mikra Megillah, and some say it wasn't Mechet. Apparently he was of the opinion that it's not a hefsek. And other rabbis are also of the opinion that it's not a hefsek. But to go so far to say that even in the Yevid, you're not going to say that's already big Chiddush. But I'll be back with the Hatzilah, we assume that it's not proper for anybody to enter Baruch Hu V'Lo Shemayim in the middle of a bracha that you want to be able to do. You're going to say the bracha yourself. And then you say, they just say, Baruch Hu V'Lo Shemayim, and someone else says the Rabbi Yosef printed a Haggadah many, many years ago, 25 years ago. He printed a Haggadah that made a big hit. In other words, he printed, several times after. So one of the famous pieces that he has in his Haggadah is about the Drache of Baruch Hu Haggadah. Whenever the word is really getting, but whenever it comes at the end of the sentence, then you say, Gotham. Like you say, Harrison, when it comes at the end of the sentence, they are it. So by this part of them, they have the practice of saying, Baruch Hu Haggadah. They have to stand on his head to try to explain why they have that name. But he quotes that somebody had told him, I don't know, the one who told him was not as famous as Rabbi Radio said. Some Talafatim had told him that the explanation is the following. That whenever one says a bracha for others, and he tends when he's saying Kiddush to invite the other people, he's saying for himself. So this Talafatim told Rabbi Radio said, when you say Kiddush for yourself, the meaning was to be my response, that they should say, Baruch Hu Haggadah. But when you say Kiddush for others, and they're going to enter Omen, and the Gemara says in brachas, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that when you say a bracha Baruch Hu Haggadah, you have to wait till after they say Omen before you drink the wine. So there, entering Omen is considered a Gemara of your bracha, and just like they're supposed to be mechaben to your bracha if they want to drink the wine, so you have to be mechaben to their Omen also, because the entering of Omen is part of your bracha. That's what it says in the Gemara, and that's how Rashi explains that to us. That the Omen is part of it is considered as part of the bracha, then the word Geffen is not the last word of the statement, so to speak, when it says it. But that's only, that's what he quotes, short explanation of the Spardish meaning, but that's not, by the Ashkenazim, we don't have that meaning. Our meaning is that we say, where is the Agrafen? In Yeshiva, there's one boy who got so excited about this explanation, that was part of it. Every Shabbos, when he says Kiddush, he says, where is the Agrafen? So everybody laughs, because that's not our meaning. The Gemara at the end of Tzachon points out that the Nusach HaBracha, the Chassina of the Bracha for Kiddush and for the Kedusha Tayyari in Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos and on Yom Tov is different. And on Shabbos he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh on Shabbos. And on Yom Tov he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael the Hazmanim. Why this distinction? So the Gemara explains that Shabbos is Kodesh from the time of Shesh Yisrael Gracious. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. And then he was Kaveah that every seventh day should be Shabbos. So it doesn't matter whether they're Jews on the scene or not. Even before the Jewish people emerged, even before Ram Avinu was on the scene, Shabbos had a Kedusha Tayyari. They just said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shadik and Yom Tov, Yom Tov, do not have a Kedusha on their own without the participation of the Yeshua creating the Kedusha. We have to have the Bezin, be the Kaddish, the Rosh HaKadoshim, and remember determining when the Yom Tov is. Some of them even explained in the Gemara in the end of Baba Basra, the Gemara says in Perek Yesh Nochman that the Moade Hashem Zichri Kiddush Bezdin for the Shittim Kubetz is quote in the interpretation from Rabbi Chananel that it's not sufficient that Bezdin should be clear when Rosh Chodesh is and in Mela we will know when Yom Tov will be. That Yom Tov will be, Pesach will be on the 15th and so on. In addition to the Bezdin declaring when Rosh Chodesh is, Bezdin has to declare on Pesach today is the Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh. And even today that we don't have any Bezdin declaring when Rosh Chodesh is, we don't have any Bezdin declaring when Yom Tov is. But the Gemara still says that somehow the Jewish people participate in creating the Kedusha Tayyom of the Rosh HaKadoshim and of the Yom Tov. Exactly, yeah, that's the question. The Ramban is of the opinion that Machlek is the Ramban and the Ramban, the Seif HaMitzvah, regarding the Mitzvah HaKadosh of Zolachem, the Mitzvah HaKadosh, that we read on Shabbat. But the Ramban's opinion is that in the days of Hillel HaSheni, they declared which days will be Rosh HaKadoshim, which days will be Yom Tov until Mashiach will come. Because they knew the days of Hillel HaSheni that they're not going to have Smicha, there won't be any continuation of Smicha, there's going to be quite a Hapsokis, so Mashiach is going to come. So they were there, they had a whole Ruach, And they were today at that time that these days should be Rosh Chodesh, these days should be Yom Tov. So in effect, according to the Ramban, I would say that what's going on, we have a Kiddush Beis Din on all the Yom Tovim and all the Rosh Chodeshim, and everything was declared by the Beis Din, which year will be Hashanah Muberet, which year will be Hashanah Pshuta. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that it's not that the Beis Din in the days of Yom Hashem, the Mekadosh, all the Rosh Chodeshim and all the Yom Tovim years in advance, they determine which year should be Hashanah Muberet, which should be Hashanah Pshuta. How can they do that? The Rabbah Shmah Bar Yom. You know, there's been 1500 years ago before, but it's not such an insight is going to be a Shalom Barrett, and this is a Shalom is going to be on his day. You can't even carry the Dovah Shalom Barrett, and his mom didn't even come yet. If you're holding him that year, you can declare this year is a Shalom Barrett. If today is a Shalish, if today is a day, but today is a Shalish, you can say, to the year, I declare that today is a Shalish. How can you declare year by the day, which day is going to be a Shalish? So the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam, and he says that it's not that the best thing in the day that Rimah Shalish was prevailed in then, it's rather that the Bnei Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael, as we write, the Bnei Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael, today, in the days of Rambam, there weren't so many Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, there were a larger number of Jews. So the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael today are the ones who are making the Rosh Chodesh into Rosh Chodesh and making the Yom Tov into Yom Tov, by their evil, by their being murdered. This day is Rosh Chodesh and that day is Yom Tov, then you'll make it into Rosh Chodesh and into Yom Tov. Then the Rambam has gone along, and you say, if I miss this, it says the Kuf Nun Gimel. The same is long that Yahweh discussed, and many others, and many others. This Pastor Khalilah, one would visualize that there wouldn't be any Jews in Eretz Yisrael who would be observing Rosh Chodesh. Or Yom Tov, even if there would be Jews in Eretz Yisrael, but they wouldn't be observing. And they wouldn't be Korveya, which day should be Rosh Chodesh, and which day should be Yom Tov, then the whole system of the calendar would collapse. We would continue to have Shabbat, but there wouldn't be any Rosh Chodesh, and there wouldn't be any Yom Tov. So the fact that we still maintain today the observance of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov is due to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. That they are laying and Rosh Chodesh that it's Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. So in effect, the Gemara says, in effect, the Kushas Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov is determined by the Jewish people. So that's why we sign the Brach of Rosh Chodesh and Kaddish is pure over Rosh Chodesh when the davening on Rosh Chodesh, when the davening on Yom Tov, and the Kiddush on Yom Tov, the Rosh Chodesh and Kaddish is pure, the Hazman, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kaddish is pure, who in turn, on the Kaddish is Zman. Mashiach came Shabbos, we have nothing to do, Kusha Shabbos. And the result of when he created the world, established by Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, by Kaddish or even by Kaddish or Shabbos and when it is there. So the Mephoshim points out on the Siddur that that's why the Nitzuch of the Kiddush on Yom Tov doesn't begin the same as the Nitzuch of the Kiddush on Shabbos. On Shabbos it says, Shri Kiddushan of the Mitzvah, we don't say, oh, it's like a Birchat HaMitzvah. Shri Kiddushan of the Mitzvah, so like every Birchat HaMitzvah. On Yom Tov we have to first declare that we are declaring it as a Yom Tov. We have to make it into Yom Tov. And we know, according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban, it has already been declared as a Yom Tov many years ago by Hillel HaShem. According to the Rambam, we today are declaring it as Yom Tov. Even according to the Rambam, that it already has been declared, we still start off at the prophet, HaShadach HaBonu Yikalam. But there was a Bechirat Yisrael, and we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled us out, and he gave us the power of HaKadosh Yom Tov, the ability to the Mekadosh Chadoshim, and the Mekadosh Yom Tov, and that's why Vatitamanu is HaKamat Mishazeh. He gave us the Yom Tov, he has the first Jews in love, and giving us the ability to the Mekadosh Yom Tov, he gave us the Yom Tov. It's interesting that he used the expression Bahabam Nikolam Ramaman Nikol Lashon. Lashon means a nation. Lashon also means a tongue. Lashon means a language. So why do we use that Lashon? Why do we use that expression over here? Ramaman Nikol Lashon. It's just a repetition of Bahabam Nikolam. But it's Pasemis and his Jewish paper on Kunish suggests the following explanation. It's interesting. The Gemara has in the end of Shabbos. And I gotta say, well, one of the Amoraim asks the other, on what does the world stand? What keeps up the world? Mishnah says, Ashrosh and Borim, Ayim and Alatar, Adar, Adar, Chassan, so what's keeping, who's learning and keeping up the world? Ashir, Yer, KJ, or some of who's learning? But the Gemara says, it's Yimai Bishol Beis Shabbat, little children and Cheder are learning. So Abai asks, I think, Rav Yaisi, what about my turn, what about your turn? Only the Tinesh Shol Beis Shabbat. So the Rebbe of the Ancients know that the prayer that the Talmidim and the Cheva learn is much more pure because they haven't soiled their mouths with Machlokes, with Lashon Hara, with Tefillat Chinam, with Brachos Latala, with Nevo Peh, whatever, Lashon Hara, the Cheva, whatever people use their mouths for improperly, soils their mouths. And the Mela, when they learn, when all the people learn Torah, so their Torah is not as pure as the Torah that the little children are. So the Satemis has such a comment over here as well. He says that the Ramaman we call Hashem, we refer to the Jewish people as a nation. And we refer also as a nation using the term Hashem to signify that we wanted in the Kaddish Zman. HaKadosh Zman Lachem, HaKadosh Zohar gave us the ability to create the Kedushas Yomtes, not Kedushas Shabbos and Kodesh Me'ed, but to create the Kedushas Yomtes and to create the Kedushas Rosh HaKadoshim. So we mentioned that we would think about it as a Jewish people, who I'm going to call Lashon, not just as a people, Lashon Taka as a Lashon, as the ability to speak. So we should be careful, Taka, to maintain pure speech so that when we want it in the Kaddish, the Yom Tov with our Lashon, and say the Kiddush HaKadosh and so on, it should be a proper Kiddush. On the second day Yom Tov this year, we're going to be saying Havdalah as well. You know, it makes a big fuss about that. How do you recite all of the prophets in what order? So the more gives you the Rosh HaTavis, is Yach Nahad, Yom Kiddush Ne'er Havdalah's Mom. So we recite the Baruch Niyori Ho'esh. And then we have the minute that when you recite, the Gemara says in the end of Brachas, that L'chatzchila is preferable to use an Avuka. So you say the brother Baruch Niyori Ho'esh on the Seishas. And Avuka means that you have a torch. So that's why you usually use a special Hatzor candle that has many wicks on top, and the flames all blend in together. What if you have two single candles that are near each other, and the flame doesn't blend in together? Does that constitute an Avuka or not? So it says the Hoshchita of Hoshchita, but that's an Avuka. Why is it the Hoshchita? Because there is a Gemara in Chulin that L'Hatzchila you're not permitted to shech b'layla because you're dark. So the only thing you have to do is you're going to make it in a veil. Unless you have an avuka and you shech the Nini Avuka, so then it's okay. You have a lifetime. The lifetime is the same thing like that. You can shech the light. So what's the definition of an avuka? So you have a Kiveya there, and there's a Shita, both staff writing, who say that avuka doesn't necessarily have to be the way we have a Havdalah candle with all of the wicks so close that the flame is blending to be one gigantic light. Even if you have two single candles that are near each other, you have one candle not under the room, one candle right under the room, that's not called an avuka. But if they're near each other and it causes an additional amount of light, then that's also considered an avuka. The middle of Hatzila, the Shech Kalaiva, they are avuka. So the same is on the Toy Shabbos, the meaning is that you blend the candles in together, but speaking, you don't want to, you don't have to. So Yom Tov, Shalias, and the Toy Shabbos, then you have the meaning that when you recite, and then once in Yeshiva, on the Toy Shabbos, the Bachman didn't know how to say Garmin Arrange, but he should. One day the Rosh Hashanah, and the Rabbanu has got a lot of people like that. The Rabbanu Shemini, like the Rabbanu Shemini, is only good that they wouldn't blend the two flames together. What's the status? There are some issues I remember used to say that it's Havara Shalom and Torah. But on Yom Tov, if you want to do this, you do on the Malach, it's necessary. It's not necessary that you don't do it. For here, if the candles are burning well anyway, so why should you make a bigger flame by doing a Havara unnecessarily if you can say the Torah burning out the way it is? Others write that they don't think that it's a Havarah Shalom HaTorah, they write that it's a Kibbutz Shalom HaTorah, because if you're going to have the two candles together, some of the wax is going to drip down. And if you lose some of your wax, then the candle is going to burn a shorter amount of time. So they find that it's Kibbutz Shalom HaTorah. Whatever it is, either it's Havarah Shalom HaTorah or the opposite of Kibbutz Shalom HaTorah. The meaning was, in many communities, that the meaning that they did. Well, the answer falls on the Tzai Shabbat, and they would put the two candles together and blend them together. Many communities, there were not people that came out. Many folks can hold that you can use an incandescent ball if it's not for us to dry. If it's a clear bulb, you can use that for burning the Oresh also on the Tzai Shabbat. So then it would be preferable, if it was younger, it would be preferable not to go out of your way. Unless you mention this anyway. That's just not candle on the table. But the light candle especially, in order to be able to take one away, that's not right. If you have an electric bulb that you can use, you should use that. I mean, when the bench lifts, when the bench is lifted, I shouldn't bench lift in a room that's totally lit. No. So I'm done with it. You can have the light that is burning the whole time. That's not a problem. No, when you light
the candle on, they might have to show it turn off, and then you
put it on against the candle. No. In order to say, brother, we'll have the Gersh of Shabbos. We'll have the Gersh of Yom Tov, so then you're going to take this and it's going to show up. You have to have a dark room. and turn on the light the canvas in such a way that it illuminates the room. But if the room is all this anyway, it's flooded with light from the lamp on top, and then just going to light the candle, so that's a big problem. How do you, not so set this over. You can't turn off the lights on them. You have to mention it in a different room. You have to light candles in a different room. No, but the other ash is not dark. No, notice they have the contrast between the darkness and the light. No, that's sort of drama. Are you guys in your own head? Are you guys in your own head? The biography of Rabbi Abba Bashimir, the guy that he was once in London, raising money for Yishin and Barabbas. So he's staying by Akhidah Shihid, I think a dozen or something, staying by Akhidah Shihid on the Shabbos. And so his Shabbos are about to say, I'm sorry. So the Akhidah Shihid had all the lights on, and they had a candle. And I said, I'm sorry. So if I'm about to say that by him and the Yeshiva, they were not good, that they would turn off the lights first, and they would only have the flames, so everybody would be able to be known. So Akhidah Shihid didn't take this, so he said, well, you have to move it now. Tell me this one thing. We have the means that we didn't realize, but he didn't take this. He didn't take his recommendation. It's interesting that on Dr. Leshik said he remembers when he was once in Zilna that on a Tzoy Shabbos that Chaim Eisel would be Mahabe, the Dabsik, to be said during the early age, on an electric bulb, the Dabsik, and not on a regular Havdalah candle. Because the Maharsham, who was one of the Gedolei HaTosfot 100 years ago, writes in his tshuva that turning on electric bulbs on Shabbos is only a Melachah Mitzvah Bonus. He thinks that it's not a Melachah Havdalah on Earth. I know you had in his paper that he thinks that that's true. He doesn't write his paper. He's quoted as saying. He's quoted as saying that he thinks that that's the nature of their eyes. So in order to stress, that he thought that it was Aish, 100% Aish, that if you turn on an electric bulb, you're violating Havodah, so he would go out of his way to say, burn your own Aish. And the Tzoy Shabbos over an electric bulb. He quotes also that Abchaim Whisker, Abchaim Tzolejic also. Now Tzolejic didn't mention that, but he's quoted, they quote that Abchaim Tzolejic would also recite burn your own Aish on an electric bulb. The other person was that he can't. Feinstein and other all that you can, but many all that you may. The Nusach that we recite in the Havdalah usually is Hamal Din HaKodesh L'Chol. And when Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos, then we recite the Zohar, Hamal Din HaKodesh L'Chodesh. It's important to keep in mind, we shouldn't think that all of life is so simple to just Kodesh and Chol, and everything that's Kodesh belongs in the same boat. It's not so. There are Chilukim within Kodesh Gufa, there's Kodesh Chol and Kodesh Kof. Such detail, Chilukim, the Gemara even says that the Gemara has more pollution than Tzilin, Tzilin has more pollution than Mezuzah, the Gemara goes within Tzilin. The Tzilin Shalosh has more pollution than the Tzilin Shalyad. Even though the Gemara has more pollution than the Tzilin that we understand has more parshas, and the Tzilin has more pollution than the Mezuzah has more parshas. But the Shalosh has more pollution than the Shalyad because it has a shin on the outside, and because it's the Gibur. The Gemara goes into such detail about Gredius and pollution. Well, that's one thing more than Tzilin, it's Kodesh and Kof. So Rashi wants to explain, he couldn't say like that because everything being in the world was Kodesh. He said, Rabbi Shalom was Kodesh. He created the world, and like the Mishnah says in the first parak in Keres, Ayurtim HaTohor. His Tohor, if you have kosher animals, use that milk. So the milk is kosher. If you have a kosher bird, lay an egg. So the egg is kosher. So Ayurtim HaKodesh is also Kodesh. But if God created the world, from the sum of everything that he created, it also has Kodesh. Just that there are different levels of Kodesh. So we call everything that has a very low level of Kodesh, we call Kol. But really, everything has pollution. It's a lower level of pollution. The pollution is more obvious, more apparent, then we call it Kodesh. Everything in the world is, it's not that everything is called. Everything is Kodesh Kama versus Kodesh Kama. So that's what tips off the Hachamim and Gemara, that you have to look through all the different levels of Kodesh in the world. And it's important to keep in mind the hierarchy of Kodesh. What's more important than what? I like to say over from Pascal, that he writes in one of his books, he writes that someone can have a sign against the guy. I love him. The Chalice in your own book on philosophy. Someone can have a sign. I love him. I didn't say anything original. Every idea that I have is printed in another book. Every idea is printed in another book. So he says it's not a sign. You can have the same sign against the poet. He writes beautiful poetry. You can sign it with every word that he wrote appears in a dictionary. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is up to them. The Chiddush is the agent of the word. That's what this word says. Never accept. It's what's fair. And it comes out like this. But that's the Chiddush. You can say the true idea. Even if you subscribe to the same 1,000 ideas that I subscribe to, you have a whole different system. You put this idea on top and that idea on top and it's going to live on. I have everything completely rearranged, the same 1,000 ideas, but in a different arrangement and a different arrangement and a different sequence. But then it gives a whole different picture, an overall picture, and gives every idea that can have a different meaning. That's what he says, that his philosophy book as opposed to, stuff is repeating ideas that appear in anyone else's book, But the arrangement of the idea is presented in the motion. That's the same over here. Amalta de Kodesh with Kodesh, it's important to not subtract all the tie-up. You have to know which mitzvahs are more important than others. Some people hold that the beginning to show is the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, and to forget about Shabbos and Kashrus and Tarot and the Shabbos and the Torah is the end of everything. And other people feel that there is no role on the bottom. They have all the tie-up mitzvahs there, right? And all the humans are born, all the Minhagim and everything, all the mirrors. And after you fulfill all the Minhagim, then it's all on the bottom. And other people have a proper perspective. And this is all the middle there. One of the mitzvahs of the Torah, you have to have the proper perspective. Same is the true as far as all the mitzvahs, because all the mitzvahs, you have to have everything within perspective. On Pesach of night, the Tanayim wanted to encourage that they should issue a lot of people. They wanted to encourage that the children should ask a lot of questions. So normally when you start Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush from Rokhmi Tudor, you have to eat right away. On Pesach of night, also you require Kiddush from Rokhmi Tudor. It's a mistake that a lot of people make, sometimes also in my community, I live in Columbia, Ukraine, the children hospital. A lot of times people watch their babies in the hospital, but they make kids and they have their own, they have their own potato at home, and they go to the hospital to finish the next potato there. So the dinner says, they say kiddush here, and they're going to eat the mouse over there, but that's not kiddush mocking food. People don't think about it, because you don't see how much until half an hour later. But that, on Pesach night, that's considered kiddush mocking. On Friday night, there isn't a kiddush mocking food. Friday night, you're not supposed to see his mirrors and mosques with anything in between the Kiddush and the Hamas. Okay, so now that was the Tachan of Chachamim, but you shouldn't say all of this, but not for anything else that blends into the Haggadah. It's time to schmooze about other things, to have all conversation, even when there's no Yitzhah Hefzik. You've got an Yitzhah Hefzik every step of the way, in the middle of saying a prophet is an Yitzhah Hefzik. So there's a stop to the Yitzhah Hefzik, but still you're not supposed to have long conversation, because you require Kiddush and Rabbi Yitzhah. So on Pesach night, we don't start eating right away, we dip the carpets into salt water to make sure you shall have enough of it. And in order to be able to dip the carpets into salt water, the Gemara says that whoever is going to be thin has to wash until it's done. What's that about? That, the Gemara explains that this is the takana takana, that whenever you eat some fruits or vegetables that are moist on the outside, they were ripped off, that's what you're eating grapes or apples, that are ripped off and they're still wet on the outside, so there is a Zera de Rabban that was one of the 18 Zeras with the Gemara says in the first prayer from outside the Shabbat, the Shamayah Bodhi Tehillah, and Yudchaz Zera, and Yudchaz Zera. One of them was a Samya Dayan Shneer thing. But the hand, if it, not the person just came out of the mikvah, he just washed until it was done, the hands are only considered Tanayim to the extent of a Sheni Lutum. And then there's another Zera de Rabban that if a hand is swung a Sheni, there's a din, if the hand touches Truma, it's a possible for Truma. The Truma can become a Shmishan. And then the Tana made another Zera, whatever possible Truma, if the person with his hands, if he would touch his hands, the Truma was possible Truma, he wouldn't be permitted, according when he'd be permitted to touch Truma, or Kushin, so if he touches water, and he wanted to design Mashkin, so that Mashkin becomes a Vishen of Truma, becomes more Tomei than the hand. The hand is wrong, he's ashamed of the Truma, but if Lava, whatever possible Truma, would be the Tana Mayim to become a Tchila, to become a Vishen of Truma. If the water will become a Vishen of Truma, then the grapes on which the water, the droplets of water appear will become a shame of the tumor. So it'll become a shame of the tumor. So then if you're going to eat it, you will become tumor. So you'll become tumor. So the world's not going to come to it, so you will become tumor. So the days that the day coming, this that will pose a problem. People want it to be tar in order to be able to enter the day coming, in order to be sure, in order to be conscious, people have to be tar. So if mana, amigdash, this would be a problem. So the world is a common satanai that they have to wash. Before you would be about to eat the delicacy of the mashka, slow down and you will touch the mashka. On the outside of the tree, you won't be in the tamayah, but the mashka won't be in the tamayah of the ochel, and you're eating the ochel, won't be in the tamayah. That's another zero there upon that. Whoever eats ochel tamayim, or drinks mashka tamayim, becomes tamayah. That's called tumutaburiyah, tumutabur. So if they're eating it, I tell you, there's no such thing. So if the person eats the ochel that is tamayah, his body becomes tamayah. I can also manage to bring the family and I think it doesn't exist. I mean, the Rabban made such a thing. More than the first prayer to Moshe Hashem. The faith is having a place with the Rabban where it has been applied to Zman Hazeh. The Rabban's opinion is that the Gemara seems to say that the Tachon is Tachon, and it's been applied to Zman Hazeh. I have all the reasons for the Tachon doesn't apply. We were all many, many ways. Everybody went to a funeral at some time or another. And even Kohanim, who only goes to relatives, even if it's a young guy, never went to a relative's funeral yet. You must become in contact with somebody. I'm not talking with everybody. Tell me, they call the code. So the Rambam says, even though the reason for the Tachon doesn't make any sense, it's not a difference. It's not the Tachon that before eating a delicious little mash, you have to wash your hands and say a bracha, all the fillers are done. And that's how there's only one problem. You have to wash the bracha before eating a delicious little mash. and the let's say one of this cooking and cook, don't establish it to go to the master. Or the one eat apple, the fruits are moist, and the one dried off, that's associated with the Russian. And Tyson disagrees with the Raman, and Tyson says that this Tacon only applies to man, to the people who live around some of the Tacon. It's not as bad, but everybody's funny anyway. But the whole Tacon doesn't make any sense, so you don't have to wash it off. You're permitted to eat the Dutch at the Rule of Mashke, it's not as bad, without washing off. Because of this dispute, whether this Tacon of the Raman applies is not as bad, that's how we make this Tacon off. So we wash without a drop, because according to Tyson's opinion, you don't have to wash it off. So you can eat that. It's not Kaddish Urchas Kaddish, it's Kaddish Kaddish, it's individual Urchas. But it's not Urchas. And according to the Rambam, it's not just Urchas, it's the same as Urchas, so you gotta wash with a drop. So you can send someone to look at that. But because Tyson's opinion is that you don't have to wash it off, so if you can't drop it, you can drop it on top, it's pretty tough. You can't drop it on oculum. You leave out the drop and you wash without a drop. That's the question, what do we do all year long? What about today if you want to eat some fruits or vegetables that are rinsed off, then you also have to wash without a drop. Because the Taz, in his commentary on Hilchot Pesach, points out that on Pesach night, everybody knows you have to wash without just a little mashke. So he says, Mikato hachas megulo, here you see that all year long we do wrong. That people always eat fruits and vegetables and they dip in cookies and milk or coffee or tea. And they don't wash before eating the dovish and the little mashke. So he says that it's not right. When he eats, let's say Cheerios or Wheaties, then he says to Shabbat, you don't have to wash. He says, you always eat it with a spoon. So you don't plan at all to dip your finger into the mashke. But if you're eating, let's say, if you're dipping a cookie into the coffee, you may dip your finger in too far, so then you have to wash, even though you don't plan to dip your fingers in too far. But eating breakfast cereal, the normal way is to eat it with a spoon, so then you don't have to, then for sure you don't have to wash. Right? But let's say if you're eating fruits that are being stored, and in order to save yourself the struggle of washing, you're going to eat with a fork and a knife. You're going to be careful to cut up the apple with a fork and a knife and not to touch it. Because then Tzad Shavar doesn't help. The only time you can avoid washing from Dabbish Shavar and Mashi is if the Zeret is to eat it with a spoon. Like a cereal. The Zeret is to eat it with a spoon. Gloves is also not right. It's also not right to avoid the Takan Chum by wearing gloves. The Gemara has it in it. If a person is so far away from water and he's in Mashi, the Zeret should not starving, and it's going to take him a long, long time till he comes to civilization and going to have water. So then, it's not people think that if you have the sandwich that's wrapped up in a piece of paper, it's sufficient. So the sandwich will help that time to if you end up wrapped up in gloves, if you end up wrapped up, then we allow you to eat the bread without having to look it out. If you're not inclined to wrap up, you don't have any water available. But the Hakila is not right. If you have water easily available, you're not supposed to be wearing the gloves. What? Don't you have to go to the master? Oh, so the master? That's the shayla. Here, the Rosh, my brother, that explains, says on the workout, the house is the head of the household, and then it says, according to many opinions, all participants in the Seder, wash their hands, and everything will about to eat bread. So this is really about how you can who has to wash before Karpas. Karpas, everybody eats Karpas. Who has to wash it in there? So some early Achrenim write them in and said, any exercise in my community, a lot of exercise at me, because only the father of the household washes and the other people don't wash. Because it's only a day that the way things were in the days of the very time English. Because it's not that we have Machman that it should do with Mashke. You all make ready and you don't have to wash. And finally, in Eastern Europe, they never heard of such a thing. The Taz writes, everybody used to wash. Anyhow, like the second day. And he says that everybody should wash with all ships through the mask. And all year long, the proper thing is that you should wash without a drop. You should always wash without a drop. Yes, then you don't have to wash. Even though you were just in time of it. You were just in time of the water, you were just in time of the food. But that was the second of the home, that you don't have to wash much.
Yeah.
The Gemara says that one washes for a favor is Harei Mikatze Harua. And it's an act of arrogance. You're not allowed to wash the fruit. Unless the fruits are moist, if they were just washed off, they're not the dovish of the Guru Ramashka. The Gemara says you have to wash for the block before you're using the fruit. Correct? Right. So the Shaila is, are you going to dry it off before you eat or not? If you didn't dry it off, then the Tao claims that all year long we should observe the din that's written in the Shulchanot, like the Rambam. Like the Rambam does. The Rambam says that you say a prophet. And those should pull a mask. There's only one Tao who's not like the Rambam. But the Shulchanot also doesn't say straight like the Rambam. It says you should wash without a drop. And every time you
want
to.
You don't have to wash
this very
much for
the
cup. You
said,
right?
Right. Like before breakfast. Which means that the very sharp cup. Wash your hands before. Wash my friend. You wash my friend. They tell over the story about the Yishuvinik, that he was about to wash before Karpas, and he said, Hashem Hashem says it's Sivan. That's all. So the kid asked him, what do you do? He said, it's a fish. You wash your own sin, I'm a joke, you know? They open the Yishuvinik, that the Talmidim should know what the deal is, but it doesn't mean that. It means that you don't say a brach at all. It's not that you say, I'll brach, I'll kill, I'll kill, you know. It's a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke. Then the Mishnah says that you have to have some urokas. The modern Rabban says urokas are green vegetables. That's what he says. Even though you say barakah adama, you can say barakah adama on a tomato, you can say on a banana, you can say on a potato also, but the modern Rabban says it should be a green vegetable. He says that it should be karpas. It's been said in Rashi, Kadoda. Kadesh, this comes from Rashi. Kadesh, Yuchas, Karpas, Yachas, Kadoda, Manuel, Banner, Rambam, quotes that in Rashi. He was the one who instituted this statement. So the word karpas comes to Rashi from the Gaon. What is a karpas? What vegetable is a karpas? We've got to know a little Arabic. So the Chasam Sefer writes in Tshuva that it's Rebbe of Nas Madla. So very interested in knowing what the original karpas was. What did the Gaon use as karpas? So he had people who came from the Middle East, and they told him that the word karpas in Arabic means celery. So he was always mocked to use that celery for the karpas. So today, of course, the Yerushalmi, after Eurocus, and the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is more than said in these karpas, that's the lesson that the Rishonim has. The Goyim and the Rishonim say karpas. And they give a simon that it's the Shishi Rebo did a Hodan Terah. So the word karpas is the simon of Samach Terah. So making simonim on an Arabic name of a vegetable. The word doesn't appear anymore, the word karpas. It's an Arabic word. I don't understand why they're so compelled to make this simonim on an Arabic word. Some because Rashi and Red included it in Agra. So when you make it on this thing in the Shulchanot, when it says in the Shulchanot you should use vegetables, that don't have Dhamma, the Modi Aram says that it should be green, but it's very close to the Yishama, but it says they should use such vegetables. That's why many have a minute to use parsley. But if you use a potato, it's also good. When you say the Brach HaDori, if you have Dhamma, so the taste is good, you should have them on to cover when you throw out the Marer as well, because it is a dispute among the Bali Atheists, when you eat the Marer in the middle of the meal, it's not covered with Hamalit. Normally, when you say Hamalit, you eat a whole meal, so whatever you eat, whatever is Ramah, Bar, Masin, Tassud, is covered with the bread of Hamalit. You don't require another bread. Here on Pesach night, the question is, which normal person would eat horseradish? You would eat horseradish, you could eat romaine lettuce, say romaine lettuce, or whatever, indard, whatever people eat, most people normally wouldn't eat this in the middle of the meal. So they're stuck on Pesach night, they have to eat. What's that person in the middle of the meal wants to have a look on the green schnapps? You don't say that the schnapps is covered with amaris. The schnapps is not Brahma, 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 but then you would have to, if it's a post, then you have to say a shahak of separating on the schnapps. So the machlokes in Achrayim is if you have schnapps after fish. The dinig is that whenever you have fish, before you have leisha, you have schnapps to be clean. But that's the machlokes in Achrayim, is that called Ramachoy Machmachasud, because that's the dinig, that you always have schnapps when you drink fish and meat. But somehow that's called Machmachasud, machlokes the kitzur shall not be somebody else. I think the Baal of Achrayim kitzur shall not say that it's not called Ramachoy Machmachasud. You have to say a separate shahak of that schnapps. And then the machlokes say no. Since that's the menu, that's always the menu by from a even that they have snapped in between the fish and the meat, so that is called Rama Bar Machmachasu. But that's the basic on the schnapps. What about a place where I eat Maro, which doesn't really fit into the rest of the meal? You say, right, so let's get down to eating the meal. So then people are not interested in eating these endives, and it's romaine lettuce. The horse is certainly not interested in it. Maybe so you only have to eat it because it's a mix on paper night. Since it doesn't fit in with the rest of the meal, so one of the limitations is that you have to say, you really have to say both the Hadam. But because of the technicality, Tosafot puts that the Yosef says, no, because of the technicality, we are unable to recite both the Hadam prior to eating the Maror. So we say the both the Hadam when we have the Karpas and we have the money, this should cover the Barthi Adama of the Mara Rizal. What's the technicality? What's wrong? Why can't you say Barthi Adama? Because of Ezra say Balaam, what are you going to say? Two brachas before you eat the Mara. Barthi Adama, and you're going to say Allah Hilas Mara, that's a violation of any other mitzvah, Kabila Sabina. And you can't recite two brachas on the same piece of Ezra. I do it all the time, you say Amirti Lachman Aris and Allah Hilas Masa. He says, no, you have two matzahs. You have a shlema and a tusa. Hamerti Lachman Aris goes on the shlema. Now the Hilas Masa goes on the tusa. But you don't say two brachas on one piece. But you have to say Barthi Adama on the Maror, because in order to solve that problem, you say Barthi Adama, you call the Karpas, and you have a mind to cover the Maror. The other opinion that I just see is that it's not going to work, that it's not so, and it's not going to work. It's not so because on Pesach night, even if you personally are not interested in eating the Pesach radish, and you might be the hungry friend, but since the Torah says, I'm out to run your food, you have to eat it, because Allah has said that tonight, that's part of the meal. That's on the menu. Tonight, it's going up on Machmas Asura. Tzitzis and Brachas and Tzitzis and Tzitzis have two versions of it. One version of Tzitzis is that the vegetable blends into the meal in a normal fashion. The other version of Tzitzis is not that it blends into the meal normally, but Halacha says that it blends into the meal. Then on Pesach night, it's declared as part of the meal. Whichever it is, Tzitzis presents his opinion that you don't have to say Barthi Hadama before you eat the Mara. And they say that if you would have to say Barthi Hadama, the Brach that you recite before the carcass wouldn't help. To cover the Mora, because it's going to take such a long time in between the carpet and the Mora, it will be a Hesach Adah. And the other opinion says, oh, that's not a Hesach Adah. You know now, when you say the brother of God, I'm a carpet, so we're going to have more later. So this is a Hesach Adah. So because of this dispute, it says in the Shulchan Aruch the following. You should go to Chumrah and go to Resh. So when you say the brother, Lord, we are Doma, everybody should have in mind, and the one who's saying, I should say, everybody should have in mind now, when you say the brother of God, this is going to cover also the moral that you're going to eat later on after the matzah. However, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend that you shouldn't eat the kezayis of karpas. Some people are just dark, they're still hungry. Even though they ate by the deep carriers in the morning, but they're still hungry. So they start eating a lot of potatoes, whatever, they fill themselves up before the meal. So that's not right. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to eat a kezayis because you'll be a suffering worrying the questions, but you should get rabbi praying on that. If the Barthi Hadama that you recite before the carcass covers the Mara as well, then you don't say Barthi Kosha did eating the carcass. You didn't finish eating it. You say to eat more vegetables in the middle of the meal. And the Bichas HaMarim at the conclusion of the meal will cover both the carcass and the Mara. If you hold, however, that the Rita has the Hadar, like the other opinion places, then if you would really eat a kazai to carcass, then you should have to say Barthi Kosha after the carcass, because the eating of the Mara later will not be a continuation of the eating of the carcass. Because of this dispute, you know, let's say a person has a cup of tea, then he says, give it on us, he doesn't tell us. The only trouble is like this, if I have a cup of tea, then I decide I want to eat. Now if I have that tea in the middle of it also. Since the seed of the little meal will be covered by the Bibb Samodian, the seed of the middle of the action of the seed before the meal, and then the Bibb Samodian covers everything. And you have to say Borin of Washes before or along with it, whatever it happens to be. And then Washes start the meal. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you should have a little wine in the middle of the meal because of this consideration. Even though it's a zone, even though they don't have a little wine in the middle of the meal, we assume that since they require Kiddush, we're not considered because the Kiddush is really part of the meal. Even though it says, even though you drank the wine before you had an ice cream, both of these are part of the meal. So the Shulchan Aruch recommend lechatchila that you shouldn't have a kezayis of karpas. The Rambam of the Aruch HaZoker writes that when you have karpas, you shouldn't have a kezayis. Why? Apparently he thinks that the Chachamim were mitzvah and that this is one of the mitzvahs hachila on their Pesach. So for whatever reason you're mitzvah. And it's not that they should issue a little hakinot, because in order that the children should maintain their interest throughout the reciting of Hagor, they shouldn't fall asleep. Whatever it is, but they're mistaken that you should eat karpas, you have to eat it, because I said karpas, that's what it seems in the Rambam. However, on the bottom of the Rambam, that verse, Ramani quotes in the name of the Maharam Rutenberg, that he says there's a misprint in the Rambam. He says if you look later on the Rambam, right, that he eats matzah, then he writes that he eats motor, so by matzah he writes to eat it, because that is not. By motor, he says to say the Baruch Allah to this morning, he doesn't say it, eat it, because that is not. Isn't there something fishy over here? By carpus, he writes that you have to eat kezayis. By matzah, he says you have to eat kezayis. By mor, he doesn't write you have to eat kezayis. So the Avraham Sadi quotes in him at the Maharam Rukmer, so he thinks that there's a misprint. That line that says in the Rambam that you should eat it kezayis carpus really belongs later by the Mora. And you should eat it kezayis mor. But the Rambam would also agree that you don't have to eat the Gezayis Karpas, and therefore the Mahalan recommends that you shouldn't. But that you shouldn't eat the Gezayis Karpas because of this Machlokes. Nope. So, those who know the Jews should be in the doctor, not to eat the Gezayis Karpas. Some of the people are talking about it. There is a Machlokes among the Rishon whether the Karpas should be eaten by Hasid or not. Not the same as the Shem, it's not Rashi Pesach, they have the drama that they say, Ramana against the Shem. But what I like is the Shem that usually don't look in when we study Gemara. But they have a dispute whether the Karpas should be eaten by Hasid or not. So some Achorim recommend that you should eat Karpas twice. And those fear and those opinions. But you shouldn't eat a Kedayis Kol either, otherwise you're going to get a lot of the Sonic Rav, and they say, eat a tiny bit by Hasid, eat a little bit Shlomo, say, no. That's quite a thing. There is also a Shaila in Rishonim, in Achorim. Let's say one person is reciting the Haggadah on the air for all of the Nephites. In the days of the Gemara, that was a common practice. Gemara is the occasion. The last parish in Sochim, the Rav Yosef used to recite the Yeshivas used to be open on Pesach. Like in Balazhin. Balazhin Yeshiva was open on Pesach, and all the Talmidim ate presidents in Seder. And they all write all the stories the way they remember, the way that the kids sang this Ligan, they said this, and they said this, people said that, and everything that appears in the same Haggadah is what used to say by his Seder in the Yeshiva. Big in the yeshiva. In fact, Rav Kook writes also of that. He used to tell over about Rami Kazakhan Kook, the chief rabbi. He says, with his years ago, they also used to say all the different things that he heard from him and speak out of Seder and reminisce about what the Seder was like. So the, in the days of the Gemara, also the yeshivas were open on Pesach, and the Talmidim used to eat by the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would travel and say that he would say the whole Haggadah Talmidim wouldn't say a word. And with all the Yosef, Shanei Kohen, some of them somehow forgot that Gemara. Some raise the possibility that you can't say Shemei Kareinah by Haggadah. You can only say Shemei Kareinah by Kiddush, by Abdullah, by Nechukhan Oz, when you talk to the Gavonishma. Then you can say Shemei Kareinah. But Kiyah Shofar, okay. But let's say by Dominim, the famous Shuvah that the Beit HaLevi has. Let's say the two Kohanim go up to Dominim, and the Marlon Hazan is writing, and the Jews can't talk. So, the Shlomo Lezomer, writes Rabbi Salazar, Rabbi Salazar, the older brother of Shlomo Lezomer, writes in his day, the Rishon Zikurim, that the Kohen who can pull up should say the both times you have the hands get cut. The Kohen who can pull up should say the drop of the breath, I send the Shmirat out loud. And the other Kohen should be Yosei, which can make Kohen, why not? So it would be considered, no, considered as if he said, but then you have a Nisbah Bahira, and I listen to someone else, and I'm here, so it's considered as if I myself did the Amir. Right. So since he's doing the talking, I'm listening, so Shnei Kohen is considered as if I said it. The Beit HaLevi quotes this in the Sefer HaKodesh. He doesn't write who said it, because he's disagreeing with the Zohar Zion. You know, the big Zion Zohar, the Tzal Zohar. He says he saw the certain Sefer, it doesn't say the name of the Sefer that you can say that you can allow Shnei Kohen. By Zohar, he explains that it doesn't work, and he gives that verse. And when can you say Shnei Kohen? When you have to recite Kiddush, Abdullah, or Kiyah Shofar, or even Megillah, or something like that. But whenever you have to speak to somebody else, but you have to have a relationship between the two people, and the other person doesn't hear you, he only hears the other person say the prophet, so you're not going to say the prophet. So sometimes it's according to that word that they say, maybe if he's right, that the whole idea of doing it is, I'm all ahead of all of them, I'm a W.A. and you want to bash an airplane, whenever you have to speak to somebody, but you shouldn't bash an airplane, by the Haggadah on Pesach, because the Mishnah said, he's talking that you have to deal with the proper way to fulfill seeking business on. Not if nobody there, and being all by himself, but then he asks himself, and he gives the answer to himself. But he did it by Hakila, the Mitzvah of Shlomo himself, just to tell over the story to others. He's supposed to tell it to others, and everybody gets the Mitzvah of Sipi, 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 If a cotton or a chayrish or a shaytah would blow a woman, let's say, would blow shaytah on Rosh Hashanah, she won't be able to be like anybody else because the women are not going to be in the mitzvah. Chayrish is such as I'm a queen. And the more derived from the thought is that a blonde person is potter from TPS in Israel. Since a blonde person is potter from TPS in Israel, so it says, Abu Zah, Rosh Hashanah, the same thing with Israel, now there's only something that you can point to. And even though you can pick it up, even though the Jesus can pick up the mouse in the mortar, since you can't see him, then that's if he's someone of Babu is up, he's having more to the finger. Should be more time to get a blonde person, just puck him and I'll tell him from CPAs, which is time, and mostly Mukhez is only the Rabbana. Should be more time to think of Jesus, if he's talking more, and he wasn't Mukhez and I'll tell him, and he's just CPAs, which is time, and how could he be mostly the Talmidim? Based on Shanae Kaidah, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, and he has a certain parent, the Mishnah Mukhez is over, and he must have a chen with the other. So the Gemara answers that this time that Rabbi Yisrael has got the opinion that nobody does not have a chayim secret since the time of the Torah. Everybody is only looking for the Rabbana. He is looking for the Rabbana, he is looking for the Rabbana. Everybody is equal. Why is no one looking for the Rabbana? Because God is only the Rabbana. Because it says in the Chumash Bible, Zerah Tashem may be taken with Zerahim. And it says in the Chumash Bible, Zerah Amar, and it says in the Chumash Bible, Zerah Amar, and it says in the Chumash Bible, the carbon test, and we don't have his mind with the Rabbana. And Mara, the Gemara, is only with the Rabbana, and the Gemara is there. Because Mara is only the Matera, the Gemara is only the Shayikara. And the Gemara is there, Mara is only the Rabbana. But I'm not to this manager, the Gemara is not the Matera, the ultimate Rabbana, so that's the Mahmoud. So it's on our own, the very end of stuff about Kukka. So he's asking that Mara is not the Matera. Because you have an extra process that says, there is the Ophel Mato, it is a separate clear. That not only is Mara and this is the Torah, but share with the Tisqua, you should read it in the judge with the carbon pesach to enhance the performance of the mitzvah of carbon pesach. As Mara is actually the mitzvah, it's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of carbon pesach of Mishnah Musa. But in addition to that, not the laws on mitzvah being reacted. Even if Mara doesn't have any carbon pesach at all, you still have the mitzvah of Matzah and Matzah. And Rav Yeh, it's only Matzah. Rav Yeh holds out the other Amar Roy. That Matzah is not Matzah. It's only the Rabbah. So if Matzah is only the Rabbah, then Mara is only the Rabbah, and the carbon pesach doesn't exist, they can't say Babu is dead. But nobody has any mitzvah CPS in Shine Matzah. Yes, he said, I say, I'm just as Mukhid. Is everybody else? No Mukhid in the city of St. John, they get Rabbana. Nobody's Mukhid in that day. But Halakha Ramayi is the way he's asking. The Matthew is not there. Is there, I said. So all of the other people in the Yeshiva, all the normal people who are able to see would be Mukhid and Mukhid and Matthew in that day. So many of them Mukhid in the city of St. John in that day. So we can't say Babu is there. There is Matthew and Munaf Yafanakha at the level of the Raisa. And the Summa is only looking at the Rabbana and the Pesach of Shishan. So the Summa would not be able to invite to the other people. Let's say, oh, you're wrong, a blind person can recite Kiddush. If you invite to everybody else, there's nothing wrong. There's one opinion in the Gemara that the Summa is possibly for that list. The Summa is only higher than the Mitzvah of the Rabbana. If you were all like that, then a blind man wouldn't be able to go Shaita to invite to everybody else. Wouldn't be able to recite Kiddush to invite to everybody else. But Ruba, the Ruba of the Pesach, don't accept that opinion. I'm going to have one quote, there's one day in the Rabbani Ruchim. The Tanya is like that, he said, Rav Yudin, the Tanya, that is still responsible for our mitzvahs, is only chayim to Rav Ramah. But the other Shem don't pass like that. So we assume that one people are just as Mechiyus, and all the mitzvahs they write is everybody else, with the exception of CPC and John, and we are said that it's still responsible, since Baba is there. But is there means something that you can look at, not enough to be shaken. You can look at it. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk here, it says by the Torah and Morah. The Gemara in the end of Sotah quotes. They talk to all of Evi Imo, and they bring the kid to the bed, and they say, the name is Ezra Mara. So the Mara says, the talk to all of Evi Imo, they should get hold of this son and bring him to the bed and trap the kids in. If the parents don't have hands and they're unable to get hold of their kids, so the child is not Mukhiyas, he doesn't get the Ranish of Ezra. And then they say, the name is Ezra Mara. That means that they're able to see. So if the parents, to be the parents of Hasuma, if the parents are totally blind, then the son will not be able to become a Ben Sarah Mara. You see, the people know that grabbing hold of the king is possible. Nevertheless, they can't say the name is there. If they're blind, you can't say there, something that you can't see. You have to be able to hold it, but if it's possible, you have to hold it, then you have to be able to see. So the Gemara says, I'll say something like this, you're shaking the mask in the mirror. If you can't see it, if the person doesn't look, let's say he's in such a great ecstasy that he's saying, well, I've read about that, and he closes his eyes, that's not good. You must have to have your eyes open and see the matzah, see the whatever it is that you have on the table. said, the Gemara says explicitly that you do say Shemei Akkarim. That's what the lay off said. The Gemara says explicitly you do say Shemei Akkarim. I'm thinking if you find that paper. I ask that paper. How can you allow Shemei Akkarim? By keeping the time with the dinners of a few to be the Sabbath of his. So the Stama, the answer is Poshas. That is only the video. You already gave the answer. That's only the Hatsim. The mission is not being the answer. Look, Hatsim is a list of the Shemei Akkarim. That's the PSA's trying to tell the story to somebody else. Kanabesha, name of Zain Ishto Shalom. Name of Isha Telacher Shalom. Name of Acherin Imo, who Shalom Yatmo. So what's the last level, what's the fourth level? There's nobody else there, the person is making the state all by himself. So he says to himself, Mamashtan, and he says the whole answer. So you see that you are able to fulfill the mitzvah of CPSA's and some of Sayyid Sufnayim, even if you're not Mustafa Lachir. It's just the Dimah HaKiddush being Mustafa Lachir. That's not the essence of the mitzvah. Not the same as Dukhan. Let's say the Kohen is all by himself, and he's going to Dukhan. So there's nobody there that the Dukhan should be Chala, and he can't Dukhan. Let's say there's a Shul Kulakhan, all the people in the Shul are all Khan. So this is you have to have a minion. Mishnah says, when you get on that front, you can't have Dukhan without a minion. You have a minion. All 10 people in the Shul are Khan. Everybody's Khan. The Balfil is also Khan. He's going to turn around, they're all going to turn, they're all going to say a Dukhan. So the Gemara says, you can't give a Dukhan to nobody. I think Gemara says that the Dukhan is Khan on the Amshabat Sonos, the Dukhan is Khan on the people in the field. That's the Gemara is wrong if there are people in the shul, it's Khan on them. Then Agav, that the Bracha is Khan on the Balabatim in the shul, it's Khan on the Amshabat Sonos as well. But if there's nobody in the shul to give the Bracha to, so then it's Lakhid in the air, but you have to have a Molahem, Torim Hoimolah there. That's how you know you have to face Khan and Kinevet Khan. You have to face the people and recite the Bracha to them. So there, the Beit HaLevi Khanim, you can't allow Shemei Khanim there. By Dukhanim, if the one Khan has laryngitis and you have a dozen, so you let them both hold in, and one is able to speak to say, Rech Hashem Yishmeh, and the other one, with the Yezid, the Shemei Khanim, so the Beit HaLevi Khanim, so you can't do that, because where's the Molahem? It's not Khan Hoimolah there. That's because by Dukhanim, the Hoimolah there is the Kubbe. It's essential. If you're not going to be the double of Haver, it's not called the Bracha. The Bracha means that you speak to the person, not that you say from a distance. We say to the Father, you give them a Bracha. That's a stila. A Bracha is when you give Father to Canadian Father, you give the person a Bracha first. If he's not here, you want to be in the telephone, but that's not the telephone is open person. But if he's not speaking directly to the person, if he can't hear, that's a stila. That's not called the Bracha. So therefore, it's essential to the Dukhanim to have God in my Malachaveiro. So then we wouldn't allow Shemei Akkarim according to the Beis HaLevi. But here, it's not essential, it's just the mitzvah of the Shemusa to have other Moim HaLachaveir. Why do you talk about the mitzvah of the Shemusa by seeking a safe enshrinement that you should tell it Lachir? If it's not Lachir, it's in the end that you can be into the mitzvah of seeking a safe enshrinement. Even if Ein Shem Achirin, who shall Riyatmo, and he gives the end to himself. So why is it that the Lachir Yatav and the Shemizaba Lachir? Let's say on Hanukkah is there a requirement that you should light up the... You light by the window, the other people should see, yeah. It could be. So they should used to say another answer, along a different model. He used to say that the Mishnah says on a taste of night, the way to fulfill the list of secret decision time is to recite the parasha of Arami Yadidavi and to darshan it. So he told us that that's the Kuzah. That if you're not going to recite a parasha from the Chumash and Darshan, let's say just tell the children the story of his fearful son. Just about that. Because that wouldn't be sufficient. And if you just read from the Chumash, it wouldn't be sufficient. And if you just say Torah about that, also wouldn't be sufficient. So the Mishnah would appear that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by reciting some parasha to start and Darshan is the parasha about that. And that's what we do. We recite the Ketukim around the other Rabbi, and then we break down the Pesukim to different phrases, and then we Darshan. And every phrase in the Pesukim, Moshenemar, Alamed, and so on, Shenemar, we put Sukkim to explain what every section of the Pesukim means. So the Revelation puts that the list of digits in some of these sections can only be fulfilled in the form of Talmud Torah. It's a special thrust within the list of Talmud Torah. And that's perhaps why that's reading out of the Mishnah, because the Ikar Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to teach your children, to teach your own children. It's interesting, the Rav used to say, if you look in the Rambam and look at Talmud Torah, the Rambam has something very strange. He says that everyone is required to teach Torah to other people, and then we're required to learn ourselves in order to be able to teach other people. He would have said that there's two different mitzvahs. One would have said that to learn Torah is one mitzvah, and then after you learn everything, then there's another mitzvah to teach Torah to other people. The Rambam doesn't write like that. The Rambam writes based on his one. The Rambam closes to his one tradition. The end of the first person, the mitzvah of the Lama Torah Lachayim, and then whoever is Mukhir of the Lama Torah Lachayim is Mukhir to learn himself. The Lama quotes to me more that women are not obligated to teach Torah to others, is not the place to learn Torah for themselves. Not the place to learn the Din in order to know how to observe the Mitzvah Satar. They're not obligated to learn all those Din that are not relevant to them, because they're not obligated to teach the others. So the Mitzvah begins with teaching, transmitting the Torah to others. He said on different occasions, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam originally created Adam and Chava, there weren't so many people around. And he gave them a mitzvah through a group, a mill of authorities. But that mitzvah, you must observe, it's why it's called a mill of authorities. Because the Master said, the mitzvah through a group applied to the Nachum and Hamas. There were no Jews. And yet the Master said, the Gemara says, the mitzvah was changed. And if only, the Kaal HaBoi, the Master said, only applies to the Nachum, it doesn't apply to the Nachum. And the Pastor says that the nature of the mitzvah also changed. So yet the Master said, one only fulfills the mitzvah if he gives birth to children and he educates them, and he teaches them Torah. He transmits Yiddish to the children. The person just brings his babies into the world and doesn't give them any Yiddish or Chino, they don't fulfill any mitzvah. The mitzvah fills the mind and heart and like the whole nature of the mitzvah changes. It's no longer the mitzvah of the middle class of Shua. The original mitzvah is through the middle class of Shua to conquer the whole world, to study science, and to try to investigate as much of nature as possible. But if the Magen HaSinai, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam decided there are not people in the world, and there's enough science, not included anymore to militarize the Kishua, and he only repeated the Chelik of the Mitzvah through the rule for the purpose of transmitting Matzorah of Torah to the next generation. And that's why the Rambam seems to imply that, the Nazai, a person who's not Shokoshke Matzorah, and just feels that he's not cut out to marry, he doesn't want to get married, but the Rambam seems like he says, it will teach Torah to other people, so this will be a partial Kima Mitzvah of the period of religion. And the Father Klein writes this in the Pasuk in Yishayim, Kom HaRashem L'Asari Sina Sheishvur Shafzad Vahur Vashem Shafzad Mata, they seem to receive those who are Asari, those who won't have children of their own, they should support Yeshivas. Why? Because the Iker of the Mitzvah of having children of period of religion is to transmit Torah values to the next generation. I mean, the next door of the Torah. So if one doesn't want to get married, or one is married, is unable to have children or whatever, but then he should at least fulfill the partial Kima Mitzvah of adopting children and teaching them Torah, or supporting Yeshivas and teaching Torah to other people. The Kima Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be willing to Torah offense. So that's perhaps why over here on Pesach night, the Kima Mitzvah is that you got to begin to tell your children. The Kima Mitzvah, if you decide not to much just to be excited about the Kima Mitzvah, but rather, it's the Chelik of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what Rabbi Lurch used to call the Shibboleh HaLekeh. And his commentary on our brother comments, why is it that before we start connecting our brother to the Torah, that there's a mitzvah of keeping his son Yikas to your children, so we recite Birchas HaTorah, Baruch Ham Rachim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemesh Nisam Ram Yisrael Baruch Hu. And if it's a form of Birchas HaTorah, we already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you said Birchas HaTorah before you are. So why do you repeat again now a form of Birchas HaTorah? So the Shibboleh HaLekeh says part of this, and I shall mention here in hand kind of thing, that so he showed him quote in the name of Rashi that when he would wake up in the morning and learn before Minyan, he would recite Birchas HaTorah. Then when Minyan came to Shul and they would all say Parvah, all together in Shul, after Birchas HaShachar, before Rosh Hashanah, they would repeat Birchas HaTorah again. We don't pass like that, Rashi. We pass like one to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, but probably all the learning he's going to do in that time, unless you're going to get an Aliyah. If you get an Aliyah, then you have to repeat again Birchas HaTorah. But Rashi's opinion was that you have to recite another Birchas HaTorah when it's going to be on the Torah of the Seaboard. Because the original Birchas HaTorah that you said when you were learning for yourself and no one else was around, that was on the Talmud Torah of the Yochid. Now that you're having a new form of Kiyum, Talmud Torah, namely Talmud Torah of the Seber, Talmud Torah of the Rab, and everybody's reciting Karbanos together, so you have to recite a new Birchas HaTorah. So perhaps on Pesach night, since the Chacham were conveyed that the way, the Mishnah says that the way to fulfill the mitzvah of seeking and seeking trying is a specific form of Talmud Torah, to have Torah of Chassad with Torah Shabbat combined together, to recite the parsha by Rami Avinu, the introduction is, in the end, but if you didn't do that, the Rabbi Amiel says, you would be able, as long as they might be listening to Rabbi Amiel Shemor, and so on. But Lachatila, the Mitzvah Dishlein is to recite the parsha in the Torah, and the darshan, and that's what we're about to do. So perhaps, since now we are required to fulfill a specific form, a unique specific form, of Mitzvah Palmetarius, and maybe that's what we recite now, or another form of Mitzvah Palmetarius. And maybe that's why the Mitzvah Dishlein Mitzvah is the account of the Mitzvah, to give over the Torah to your children. Is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or not the mitzvah of B'nai? And maybe that's why the Ikar mitzvah is, if you don't have one, the Ikar mitzvah is L'lamed L'Acherim. Because the Ikar of Talmud Torah, the Rambam calls based on the Gemara, the same Gemara tradition, that the Ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not to learn for yourself, but rather L'lamed L'Acherim. And a chelak of L'lamed L'Acherim to transmit Torah to others is that you should learn. What is the knowledge you transmit? But the Ikar mitzvah of learning Torah is to transmit. So there's a Gemara at the end of the prophet, the Gemara speaks about So the simple reading of the Pasuk is, the simple shot of the Pasuk is that by a lot of the other religions, the Pasuk is referring to the Egyptian religion. And their religion, the priests would hoard all of the knowledge for themselves and they insisted on keeping the answers in the dark. They didn't want to educate all of us. If they would only have very few people to know how to eat and how to write, just to know what the religion is all about, they wouldn't spread the religion to the dead. They want everybody to know everything. So the Pasuk says, terrible Abadim and Abadim, that it's a terrible thing, the Abadim, the people who keep the knowledge all for themselves. And the Gemara says that the Pasuk is speaking about an Abadim Zohar, some other religion, that it applies to the Jewish religion as well. Terev, Al-Saneh, Shol-Tanir HaKhamim. Means a curse against those Tanir HaKhamim, instead of saying a curse on Abadim, they say on the enemies of the Abadim. It means, Terev, Al-Saneh, Shol-Tanir HaKhamim, Shalom bin Bad Levad. Those who learn Bad Levad, they learn all by themselves. So what does it mean? One learns without a Chavusus? Should be cursed? Many people from all generations, many don't want to tell a chavrusa. Many people enjoy better learning the chavrusa, many people enjoy better learning the chavrusa. And what I say to most people, they don't have anything to tell the chavrusa. They're taught to be not there alone, you'll have to learn someone else, and you talk out the issue. It's hard to figure everything out on your own. But some people are just not interested in learning the chavrusa. They learn by themselves, not better. Because it's such a terrible curse on those who learn without a chavrusa. They want to let you put that the Gemara doesn't mean that. Different approaches with different interpretations are not Gemara. What is the Gemara trying to? I mean, a Chacham will learn Bab Yivad, they learn all by themselves. So the Sharm says of Pshat, that means that they learn and they're so abstracted from the real world. They're not in touch with reality. They don't read the newspapers, they don't know what's happening in politics, they're not up with the Sharm. So the Sharm says, that's the curse that the Gemara interprets in Lovey and Kim, because they're not Chacham, who remove themselves, they go sitting right in the Yeshiva, they don't know what's going on in the world. Another Yivad of Pshat, that after the Lashik interpreted that the Pshat was the following. But the Sefer HaSidim speaks about how terrible it was that the Talmidim of the Bali HaSefer told you to listen to the Shurim of Rabbeim, and they would keep notes, and they wouldn't lend the notes to other Talmidim from other yeshivas. They would hoard all the Kiddushim. They wanted to be the only one who had these Kiddushim there, and they wouldn't want to share it with the public. So when she could, then maybe that's what the Gemara is referring to. Terrible Talmidim al-Saneh, al-Talmidim HaKamim, Shabondim Ba'Bibad. If they try to learn everything on their own, and to hoard the knowledge, they don't want to share the knowledge with others. That one is not committed to one Torah, unless it comes to pray to the Torah to others. The Iker, Inyan of Dimon HaTorah is L'Lamed La'Kerim. And Lulam of Liyatim is only in order to enable you to be L'Lamed La'Kerim. You know, the Rebbe Shem doesn't give you permission to learn Torah unless you plan to transmit all of the knowledge that you get to other people. That's what, and maybe you have to get out in a Pesach night. If Iker Mitzvah Bishlein, Iker Mitzvah L'Hatzila Deraisa, of CPT and concern is Palma Torah, the Haim of Olam is Lachair, the transmit the Torah to other people, to give it over the Bonar, the Matam of Nesanehem. And if he doesn't have Bonar, the Ishtar will Lachair, because he commits to a Tom Torah to give it to others. If he doesn't have others, then he can do it on his own, he surely asks what they should be asking. But since that's only the Ishtar is for the Shlein Musa, but it's not the Yikuvah to transmit it to others, if that's why here you would apply Shanei Koine to CPS Yisrael. It's not the same as Duchenei, but by Duchenei, the Adam Hamad Abulah Hadera is the Yikubah. There, if you're not speaking to anybody else, if we call him out giving the brothers to Shul, and there's nobody there to receive the brothers, so they're just not getting to the Mitzvah at all. So there, where it's Ma'akeh, that's the essence of the whole Mitzvah. Without speaking to anyone else, there's no Kimah Mitzvah at all of Duchenei. So there, the Mitzvah, the time is just one that you can't apply Shanei Kodah. But by seeing the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, you would apply Shanei Kodah. Here, there's a big Mahalai between the Mishanim. Many families and many views that one person recites out, and everybody else just relaxes and they sit and they listen. My Kiddush is fine. What about you? It's fine. Everything is fine. Shana, what about the very pre-Hazam of Karpah? The Gemara says that Ashek HaShanah in the first is one of Allah Hilot Matro, that's a Bichat HaMitzvah. But that you can also say the Baruch of HaShanah. What about Haloisi? Also, I can say Haloisi, if I'm eating and he's eating, we say Haloisi. And I'm saying, the Gemara is going to have the greater Kiddush, even if I'm not eating, since the Hamoisi goes together with our Achilas Matzah, and since the Baruch Hu goes together with the Kiddush, even if I'm not drinking, unless I'm just going to your home to recite Kiddush for you, and I'm going to go home to my own house. So the Gemara even says I could be most to you with the Baruch Hu Adolf and not the Kiddush, just like I could be most to you with the Kiddush, even though I don't want to be here tonight. I can most to you with the Baruch Hu Adolf. The Shaila is, what about Baruch Hu Adolf Moskav? If one person says, let's say I have a lot of people, not on Pesach, a lot of people sitting and eating potatoes. If one person says, Baruch Hu Adolf Moskav. So the Gemara has, No, only by Kiddush and Hamoitzia Valakidas Matzah I can recite the bracha to you, even if I'm not even eating or drinking anything. What if we're all eating together? What if we're all eating together? In the middle of the week, not on Shabbat, nothing to do with Kiddush. And if it's pasta, yayin, if it's bread, and we're all eating together, I can say Hamoitzia Mimoitzia. This is yayin, and I said, what if we're drinking beer? What if we're eating potato chips? Can I say the bracha to the right to everybody else or not? So the Gemara has two lishanim. And it's an achleit of the Rambam and the Raivis, and there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch what the din is. So the Rambam passes that another food other than passing Yan Yikim, he cited the bracha to the mercy of anybody else. Even though I'm eating myself, we're all eating potatoes now, we're all eating tarpa. I can't say both for ourselves, but he might be able to eat. And the Raivis passes in the reverse, that I'm passing Yayin, you require a statement, that everybody should be sitting at the same table. And if we're drinking soda, while we're eating potatoes or something, even if I'm not eating at the same table, the reason I have Seder, we're more maple there, and I can say the Baruch Hu Adam, but the majority of the other people, even if they're not a case, even if it's not one issue. So that's a machlokes, So that's why the Baruch Hu say that with respect to the Baruch Hu Karpos, the Baruch Hu Karpos, you should encourage everybody to say the wrong Baruch Hu Adam. Even though you'll rely on Shemei Kodesh for the whole Adam from the beginning to the end, say the Kiddush, the Baruch Hu Adam, the Mahmoetzi, the Ha'afidat Matan, the Ha'afidat Matan, everything, the Baruch Hu Aminu, but for the Berkey, I don't have Kakra, that's a big shayla. That's a big shayla. The Rias and the Rambam happens past him, and you can say Berkey, I don't want to make the other people to start to eat if you're not eating them. It's a finish. Even if you're not eating. Apparently there was a practice that the Balabatim had no Haggadah. Or they had Haggadah, they didn't have a read, whatever it was. So the Rabbi had to go around and say that they already followed Balabatim. So the rabbi would go home from shul and on his way, he would run to the Haggadah by one Balabon, and then run to the next town, and he signed the whole Haggadah. He would say the words Gagosin and the Kiddush and everything, and he wouldn't eat, he's going to have to eat at home, he wants that Kiddush not be good. His wife and his children are waiting up, so he would run through the whole Haggadah. So the Rambam quotes in the list, and the Shulchan quotes that. He can say Baruch Hu Adam with the Kiddush, and he says he's not drinking the wine. That's the Gemara. He can say, I'm waiting now, he doesn't have to eat, and they have to drink, right? And then the Rambam quotes in the Rish, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, you can say, Berkey, you Adam of the Karpas, even though he's not eating the Karpas. You can even say, Yotza Maitzit, he's not eating at all. So that's the Chiddush, the Rambam and the Rish, and the Shulchan Aruch hall, that this is considered part of the Haggadah, that on the whole Haggadah you say, you can emote the other thing. And others on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan quotes, those who question this, which is very difficult. That you can say, Berkey, you Adam of the Maitzit, the other people on the Karpas, it's even a question if you're eating together with them. But it's proper that they should rely on your brother. Maybe everybody should say the wrong brother. And that's why some folks can point out that with respect to the Karpas, you should try to ignore everybody, but they should say the wrong brother. Or part of the other. So again, the whole purpose of the Karpas, the point of the Gemara, is just that you should have the right to keep the children's interest. And then right after the Karpas, starts the Magi. You start the Haggadah. How do you start the Haggadah? There'll be Zman HaMikdosh, we learn out in the thought that God was there. The Marker of the Shoshe Tzmatim Ramon 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 Ramon, you only have the Chiyus to recite CPH to the same at night. If you have something there, let's say the person does not have a Korban Pesach, then not to know more. But then he has no Mitzvah in the Torah, CPH to the same. Let's say there's a Jew in prison, in Siberia or something. And this doesn't have any Matzah or anything. So then he only has a Mitzvah CPH to the same at night. He has Matzah, so we talk in the Masses and the Torah, but then the CPS is the time of the Masses. You have to have some Bible there. You have to speak about the story of the CPS in connection with some tangible object, one of the Mitzvahs of Lila. Because Mara Migdos in the CPS points out, and it's being a Kunish, and Parshish Boy, and Parshish Achodesh. So Mara Migdos had to have the Korban Pesach, but that was the Iker. So they would have the Korban Pesach on the table, and they wouldn't start off a lot more with their whole lot of them, and say, this is the Korban Pesach that we brought in their Pesach, and then they would start Mara Stav. And this man hazeh, that's why it's an Aramaic, because this was composed in Bosnia, yes, and the Kurban by Shemi, and they no longer had the Korban Pesach, but they had to change the Nusach of the Haggadah, that's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes the Kurdish. And this is the Nusach of the Haggadah that was composed in Bosnia, Halach Mani. That's why it's an Aramaic. This man hazeh, they didn't say Halach Mani, they started off, this is the Korban Pesach that we brought, and then they came on the Shem. And this man hazeh, the substance, instead of having Babazeh, Korban Pesach, they started off Babazeh, you have the Halach Ma'anya. So because we have Magid and we say Halach Ma'anya, you have to, that's why I call them Lechamoni, because the Lechem Sh'onim all of the Varim Arvei. If you have to tell the story, it's Dibbi, it's Yisrael, in connection with the Mitzvah of Ma'at, that's Zman HaZeth, Lechem Sh'onim all of the Varim Arvei. Zman HaZeth, you didn't need the Lechamoni. for the purpose of keeping it in the bank. You can leave the carbon tax in there the whole time. You didn't have to have that given money. But the matter is, you don't have any carbon tax up yet. If you want to fulfill a mitzvah margin, you have to have some one of the mitzvahs halal, and morally is on the Dirabbanan. If you want to fulfill keeping it in the time in that area, you have to have matzah. Matzah is the only thing that we have, is Maaseh. That's been out there. So in order to have matzah, that's why we have Yachas. Who's stuck in the Yachas over here? That's what Rashi has. Rashi, this Hagos Mani, at the bottom of the Rambam, quoting Rashi as the first source of the introduction of Yachas. The Man al Midrash, they didn't have any Yachas here. They had Karpat, Kedei Sheishu Ati Raita, and then they would leave the Karm Tessah on the table. They had already shested it before and grew it at Her Tessah. And they leave the carbon pesach on the table and they say, this is the carbon pesach that the Rosham told us you have to bring on Pesach. And then they would say, Manashtan, and then they go back. They wouldn't make this declaration whole Achman. But the matter that we don't have the carbon pesach. We have to have some kind of one of the mitzvahs halayla. So they say, whole Achman, this is Abba Zeh, here's the Lechem Shem Ol Yom Harbeh. So in order that it should be called a Achman, you have to break it in here. So the Gemara says, why is it called Lechem Oni? Now Dr. Shalom is a Prusa. A Kaba Kutra, a rich man can afford to have Shlemus, and a poor man doesn't can afford to have anything. So goes around knocking on the door, this is for the Dabbas, for the Prophet says in Yeshaya, I'll throw it to the Raya Bachmecha, break off a piece from your challah, a piece from your bread, and give it to the poor man, to give a broken piece of bread. It's a really rich fellow, so give him a Shlemus. But usually you only give the Prophet in Yeshaya, to give him a Kutra. So since my doctor Shalom is a Kutra, the poor man usually has a broken loaf of bread. So that's why we first do Yachas, we break the mat, so we only have a part, and then we say a declaration, this is the Lechem Oni that we have to have in order to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah of TBC's and Christ. So the Lechem Oni said they didn't have to have the mat, they had a carbon pencil, they didn't have any Yachas. In fact, the Rambam doesn't have any Yachas to cloud. The Rambam says, yeah, you have that Prusa when you're, after you wash the second time, until it's your dying, and you're about to say, I might say, instead of having two shleimos, but you normally have an emishad and a yomzer, you should break one of the shleimos and have one shleimo and one kruta. That's a machlokes of the Rambam and Tesis. That Tesis says that in every yomzer you have to have lechem mishnah, you have to have two shleimos, but Tesis, you have to have lechem mishnah. But in addition to the lechem mishnah, you have to have a darkish shleimos and a kruta, you have to have a broken one, but Tesis says, oh, you have to have three masses, you have to have two shleimos and a broken one. And that's what the Rishonim say, the Agudas, right? In the sky, Tesis Agudas, the Tamil of the Rosh. Right, in the commentary on the Lord Brochus, the Lord says in Brochus that a Pesach night, Hakum Moizig, everybody agrees, Shemineh Prusa, the Tocha Shlema, Ubozea. Everybody agrees, you put the Prusa, the Tocha Shlema, what do you mean the Toch? So he said, it's a right to say, you tell me you have two Shlemas, one on top and one on bottom. And what's the Prusa? You put the Prusa in the middle. So that's Pesach meaning, that you have two Shlemas to fulfill the Nitzel of Lech HaMishnah and Lech HaLamon. That there was a double portion of Mon, and every Erev Shabbat and an Erev Yom, then you have to have the Prusa, because of Lech HaMoni. So the Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam says you don't have two and a half, because we're in the Lechem Oni. You have two and a half, so that shows that you're richer than everybody. And even else only has one loaf of bread, you have two and a half. So the Rambam says no, that the Lechem Oni is that whereas on a normal Shabbos and Yom, you have two shleimers. On Pesach night, you don't have two shleimers, you only have one shleimer and one fruit. That's how the Rambam writes. So the Rambam writes, when you make this, you one shleimer and one fruit, and you demonstrate that you're not going to fulfill a Lechem Mishnah. When do you do this? The Rambam says, right before you're about to say Hamboisi, now Achilas Matzah, you take two shleimas and you break one, you have one and a half. Okay, he says you got two and a half. And then right as you're about to say the two brothers, Hamboisi, now Achilas Matzah, then you arrange your Yachas. The Rambam doesn't have Yachas totally in the beginning. I point to the Rambam, where he has a lesson shleimim all of Ramah, you have to say, how lach ma'anya? The Rambam holds you can have a shleimah. What's this? It's lach ma'anya. It is not a moment. And our practice is like Rashi, like the Gemara, that we have Yachas as an introduction to Magid. If you want to start off to Haggadah, by showing that you have one that is a Halayla, in order to say Bamizel, I'm not sure if you have something in the Torah, but the Kurm test that we don't have a cloud, and the murder is only give out one. So in order to have the TPT to sign in our Torah, so we want to demonstrate that we have Lechem Oni, so we break a Prusa, and we say that's why it's called Lechem Oni, and we say, Hovach Manya, this is the Lechem Oni, that enables us to fulfill the mitzvah of the CPC of Mitzvah. The Gemara followed the Rambam's opinion, right? That you only have one shleim and one pusa. But it didn't follow the Rambam all the way. The Rambam, she says that you don't have any yachas. The Rambam, she says that you only break it right before you're about to go. It's one, it's like we did. We have first yachas and then magus. The meaning is that you break the little matzah into two parts and you wrap one part around and you put it away for the yachas. What kind of a meaning is that you wrap it around and you put it right to the Yom Kippur? So he told in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that the explanation is the following, that you have the Kohenim, the Rishonim say it's supposed to be a Zechel Korban Pesach. That we eat matzah twice on Pesach, that we eat three times. You eat first for the Alachidah's matzah, then you eat for the Korah, and then you eat at the end for the Yafetah. So the matzah that you eat in the beginning, that has to be eaten with the Yom. The Gemara says that you're not permitted to eat on every Pesach. And then Amin Chalamayla, late in the afternoon, Kidei Sheyachah matzah with the Yom. The Korban Pesach was the doctor not eaten with the Yom. Because the Rishonim says we are praying, we shouldn't Shriya Tetzah. The special matzah only applies to Korban Pesach. It doesn't apply to any other carbonate, so that's my physical goal. You're not going to break any of the bones of the carbon test. We're afraid that if a fellow was fasting all day and I'd take stuff and maybe so soft, it was going to grit all day, I think the flesh, and it's going to break the bone in order to shoe up the bone once you get the marrow. So that's why they made it very rabbonon, that's what they're supposed to show. They made it very rabbonon, that the carbon test has to be eaten up in Nechal Allah Silva at the end of the meal. That's how the horseman said, this is what we say in Halachman, we say, Kol Dichdin, whoever is starving, whoever is hungry, they should eat, should come and eat matzah. And cause it's free, whoever needs, they should eat yitzah. You should eat the carbon test. We don't need the carbon test. We don't have any carbon test. And this means that it's supposed to be bubble. And the question would say that they should eat something, they should eat the happy kernel. And they say, cause it's free, whoever is hungry, should eat matzah, matzah has to be eaten with the oven. That's the tachon of tachon. But you're not supposed to eat when I'm in from either, because they should eat matzah with the oven. But you don't say, cause it's free, whoever is starved, should eat the avikarim. You're not supposed to eat the avikarim when you're starving, because the avikarim is a zechel hatetzah. The korban pesach has to be eaten davke al hatova when you're already full, not when you're totally full. So it should be an achilat gasa, but you shouldn't be starving anymore. So that's why we say kol nitzriyeh, yei shibirso should eat the avikarim. For everyone should eat the avikarim. So here, the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explained that in korban pesach there is a din, there's a din in all korbanim, that hetzach hadas also the korban. That if a carbon becomes tamei, you're not permitted to eat it. What if you left the flesh of the carbon on the side and nobody was washing it? I checked the carbon on the east with a buffer somewhere, and there's no one around to wash to make sure that it didn't become tamei. You know, most probably did not become tamei. You should really put it on the chesed of Sahara. But it is so hard when we put it there, when we come back and we don't see that it moves, and the tamei nobody, no other tamei came, and no sheriff came, and girls had a tamei on top of it. But still, there is a din of hetzach hadas, but if nobody was watching it, this is the truth. And the time that Hetzach HaDaas, since there was a lack of shmirim, he was forbidden from eating that korban. The Gemara had all this piece and talking about the nature of the stool of Hetzach HaDaas, that it's a stool that's a topic, it's a topic that you can start with from. Even though a Jewish shouldn't even be a topic, you should follow the Hetzach HaDaas. That's the chumra that in Kabbalah, you lack more, but it is in a Mishmeret Shumayt Tai, you need Mishmeret by Shumayt, it's not the chumra that you need Mishmeret by Kutchin, the Machmor wants to treat that as if it were a topic in this one. That's one opinion of the Gemara, the Shlokish. And we pass my Kabbalah that the school of Hetzach HaDaas is not only a school of Hetzach HaDaas, it's a school of Hetzach HaDaas. Since there is such a far-fetched topic, and they could just treat the problem the same this more, so it's a school of Hetzach HaDaas, even if I leave it there, even if Rabbi Shmai Gali never became Tomei, it's a school of Hetzach HaDaas because there exists a possibility it became Tomei, so that's already a school of Hetzach HaDaas. So because the Apikurim that we're going to eat is going to be there in the Kabbalah Pesach, therefore we treat it as if it would have been a Kabbalah Pesach, and Hetzach HaDaas was possible. That's how the writer writes on the Rambam, when the Mishnah says, if everybody fell asleep, there's a Mishnah in the end of stuff, everybody fell asleep, and then they wake up in the middle of the Seder, so no one is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Why? So the writer says, Rashi and the Rambam had a different shot on the Mishnah. But the writer writes on the Rambam, because if everybody fell asleep, so the Korban Pesach became Mishnah, the Hetzach HaDaas. And then the din is that it applies to the Zman HaZeh, the Gemara says that that din applies to the Zman HaZeh regarding the Apikonim. And if they start to eat the Apikonim, and then everybody fell asleep and then they woke up, they're not permitted to continue eating the Avikarim. Why? You treat the Avikarim as if it were a Korban Pesach, so just like your Korban Pesach is Nitzchah of Hetzach HaDaas, so you treat the Avikarim as if it's a Korban Pesach, also Nitzchah of Hetzach HaDaas. So you got a problem. So that's why the kid has to be careful to hide it in the place that he knows where it is. Chaim Soloveitchik says, that's why we wrap up the Avikarim and we put it away and walk on the Shumar, because you need Shmirah for Korban, and we treat the Avikarim as if it were a, this is where the carbon cycle, it's supposed to be there for the carbon cycle.
It's also
the kid has to put it away in a safe spot where he knows where it is. Not that if a young kid and he puts it, himself doesn't remember where it is. I'm going to put it in a place where mice may come and leave it on the side. So take another one. Take another piece. It doesn't have to start. It doesn't even begin to get the status of the carbon cycle, begin to eat it, that's not the same. That's commissioning. That if they fell asleep after they began eating Apikarim, then they're not permitted to continue eating. If they fell asleep before they started eating Apikarim, there's no problem. But this is what you have to say, for many years that you put away the Afrikaans, you wrap it up, but that's to be the Shmir. So the question points out, why do you say at this point, Bashata Hafa, this year we hear the Shalabot, the Rogi Eretz Yisrael, and the Beit HaMikdash? But that is the field of question, it's getting near to the end. Are we safe in Asher Yalon, or can Asher Yalon, or can Asher Yalon, what's that over here, why are we mentioning it? So some of the first one, I got to explain why. And he just made a statement, called this thing, whoever is talking, yesterday, yesterday, Shirik Matze, which has to be eaten with the other. And called this tree, whoever is not starving should come and eat the carbon pesach, which Yeshivisa, which today means the Shiriti Avikan, which has to be Nechal Allah Tova. You're not supposed to eat the carbon pesach for the Avikan when you're starving. So you say, well, you have to eat the Dafka Allah Tova. So we invite anybody to come and participate in our Avikan. So the Shaila is that this man, I mean, she wouldn't be able to invite people to come and participate in your carbon pesach because it has to be Nechal and Luya. And it has to be the Muna and the carbon pesach before the Shikha. So some of you explain that this really causes a problem. Shouldn't we be afraid that maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be built next year, and somebody will remember that he just came in and he ate the Avikaimen Tanei, which is supposed to be a death on the Korban Pesach, he got into the moon on the Korban Pesach, the next year he may go and start into some form on the Pesach, and he'll be starving to call this in the Eitha Natsa, and then he'll go and eat the Korban Pesach with all the Bliyam. So the Mepharsh, and the Gemara has such exhibit. The Gemara says that we don't allow eating Chadosh with Manazer, even though she's immune to seeing Kodesh on Ted Zion Nisi, on the Yom Tzimut HaTomer, then on other times because Meheri Baruch HaMikdash, maybe next year they'll move to Beit HaMikdash, and you won't be allowed to eat Kodesh on that day. So we're afraid that people will remember from this year to next year, and next year the story will be different because of the Beit HaMikdash. So how do we allow it on Pesach night? Do we allow such an announcement? He'll think he can walk into someone's home and eat some Pesach. So the Mepharshim explained that the Chashash only applies by Chadash because even if they build a Beit HaMikdash on Pesach, the Gemara says, and bring the carbon fiber and the Beit HaMikdash, not all the Jews will be living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Jews will be living all over the world. The Jews who are all over the world in Golus will remember last year the end Chadash on Tel Zion. And this kid, I think they can do this way, but they won't be allowed to because when you have a Beit HaMikdash Kayam, you're not permitted to eat the new tool of the last HaKrabas carbon fiber. But when the Beit HaMikdash will be built and will be bringing for brothers, and we say, Hoshaka, this year, half of the world stuck over here in New York, over the Shana Abo, we'll all be there, so we'll all be in the Beit HaMikdash. But they're not bonded already, so everybody will be there. So they'll tell us, if nobody's permitted to eat the current path, they should let them live. That's the final question, interpret that line. That is an explanation as to how can you allow an invitation for eating Abikan, which is Zechel Atesha, and maybe this leads people to think that next year when they'll have a Beit HaMikdash, they can just walk in and eat current path of Shalom and live. So the explanation is given, no, next year we'll all be there next year, we won't make any mistakes. Chodesh is too fast though, because there is a possibility that the Beit HaMikdash will be built on faith, and all the Jews will still be living all over the world. But then you have a problem, those who live all over in Golden, so they make a mistake, they need Chodesh. Maybe we'll be there next week, we'll continue to have a discussion.